So you just walk over to the village and take a look? Oh, well, we'll try to be stealthy about it. Okay, submit stealth roll. Stealth, stealthy movement.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Six. Alright, so you get about, see, pick all the way.
So,
oh,
wow,
shit. The engineer says,
"Watch it up."
So you get a couple kilometers away when you see like some sort of a party moving towards you. So they see you. And you see them at the same time. And they have like spears and bows. So they all, you know, some of the people, they all play at you. Stuff. They all talk to each other. and then they start walking forward. Okay. You approach. And they. Let's see, you don't have any weapons as far as they can tell. These are kind of bigger.
We'll try to keep our hands so they can see them. So.
So they, you know, they pretty much move up to you and start touching you.
Okay.
and they crowd you up a bit.
Okay.
But they don't seem to be, you know, they seem to be
okay.
For now.
Can I use my,
please, say that one.
Empathy? See, you know, what they're...
sure. Okay.
Eight.
They just seem curious.
Okay. Does the universal translator work on them at all? Or?
Not yet.
Okay. We have to see map a few more times before they pick up.
Oh, map means everything!
the universal translator needs to be
That's smirky.
It's all in inflection.
Alright,
so they I'll so they start, you know, leading you over to their village.
Okay.
A couple of them run off. You know, after that.
I'll try to pantomime, you know, another one of us. Like,
so yeah,
except we're missing somebody.
Sure. You know, so they point to the village.
Okay.
So you get over to the village and lots of blue mist and green mist and stuff.
Okay.
The
entrance.
Oh, I thought
living
before. So make a perception roll. Search perception.
Seven.
And then make a material engineer. Metallurgical. That's what.
What?
So you notice. Well, so you wouldn't be able to tell. So the engineer. You know, I think. They're using.
Or arrowheads or
steel. Actually, iron.
Okay. I don't think they should probably be using iron.
No, they're supposed to be stone.
Okay.
Hmm.
Does it look like it's, you know, pieces off the ship or something? Or
no,
like
it would be
a quarter or something.
It looks off the ship and more steel.
Okay.
It's more iron type.
Okay. Well, Ensign Smith's gonna be in a lot of trouble.
Maybe.
Yeah, you might have to come in.
Alright, so you get to the village.
Maybe you can just mind rape it as your culture's way.
Yeah, being an empty husk.
That's worse than being dead.
Alright, so move up to the village. You have your two prisoners, and you. Anywhere?
Ready? I want to drag him into like an empty warehouse.
All right.
And
Freddy's crime.
Do they have replicators here?
Yeah. Not quite as good as one feature.
Okay, so what's the name of that mob guy?
Hold on. Oh, my sense is love.
Yeah. Okay. So, my little Ferengi friend, you have two options, or there are two possibilities. One is you do work for Oman, in which case you're in big trouble for mentioning his name or talking about it. Probably dead. Or two, you don't know who Oman is. You heard it somewhere in an elevator, and you're in big trouble because you're a fool. Which is it? Are you invading Oman's territory with your arms? Or are you working for Oman and trying to use that back to pick up bar girls?
Make an intimidation. Your two security guards are there as well?
Yes.
Okay. So he says, "No, I'm from Oman. Yeah, we're just security guards. We just accompany the weapon shipments. We didn't do anything. We didn't ever tell anybody else, you know, anything."
You're lying. what's your name? What's his name?
So he says, "I'm Zap." That's quite.
I'm going to send this gentleman. You stay here. You go check with Sartori. See if their stories check out. Before I send him, would you like to tell me anything? For instance, you're lying and are tourists.
No. You work for Oman.
You work for Oman, and you work on what ship? Or you were working on what ship?
We came on the freighter, the Princess Ryan, with a shipment, and we're supposed to deliver it to, you know, another freighter, and we did that, and you know that was our job, and now we just have to time off.
And your guards, and you were supposedly smuggling these weapons, and you just told a bar full of drunk idiots that.
What? No, we didn't say anything. Must have been great. He's always been alive now. Takes the enjoyment. See how you're doing? You're in trouble.
Okay, check out the story and say, which ship did you deliver it to?
The Kalaska.
And you report to Bog?
Who's Bog?
So who do you report to then?
Donta.
Okay, check with Bog. Donta must work for him. I tell the guy, go check out their story, come back in 10 minutes, and we'll decide what to do.
Okay, make a command.
No, he says, I won't. All right.
The hell are you talking about, sir?
And is he on the Enterprise? Because that's all I know about. Four.
He looks a little confused, but he, you know.
Shuffles on. Well, alright. Okay, so All right. So, let's see. Okay, well, I'll berate him a little bit for being incredibly naive. And I'll handcuff his friend, the sleeping Andorian, and I'll tell the guard to watch those two. If they try to do anything before I get back, blast them.
Okay.
I'll leave the room and call in to whoever the security. Who's the real security here? It's not me, right?
No, it's your ship, though.
It's what?
It's your ship.
Oh, I really have security here?
For now.
Oh.
We're helping out so that they could.
I thought I was a dude.
We're helping out so some people could take shore leave or something. You're right, that did look like an odd spunk covered jug.
Mm-hmm. It didn't look like ice, at least not to me. Plus it's in the refrigerator, which is a strange place for ice to be. Okay, so yeah, all right. What are the laws here about? I'll look at my. I'll download from the computer or whatever what the laws here are on holding prisoners, lawyers, all that kind of good junk.
Federation station.
Huh?
Federation station.
No, apparently it's not. Because I couldn't get rid of the people who are all carrying firearms in the other room.
The laws are the local law.
How long can I hold them without charging them anything?
Someone complains?
Yeah. Basically, well, if, you know, the meat law.
What?
I have a basic. Unless they've actually done me some harm, shouldn't keep them. But if they, it depends what kind of laws they break. But if they, yeah, they're pretty harsh.
How about if they just admitted to smuggling, working in, organized crime, and they were in a bar fight and attacked me with a knife?
So that'll probably put them in a meat jail for 20 years.
Cool.
Well, most people know the meats don't have very harsh jail.
Okay. Well, I'll walk back in. And take out whatever my security badge, I guess. And say, that's interesting. You're now in a lot of trouble.
Okay. All right, so let's go to Clancy. And so you're in the statue looking around. You're just looking around, right? So just make a crack of a roll.
Looks like an 8.
Okay.
Isn't this great, Stella? Don't you just wonder where this originated, what the people were like, what the purpose was, what information it might have scanned?
That's what I'm worried about. What kind of information is the commission?
Hey, wait, that wall. There are letters going by. It's trying to tell us something. Stella's fragment.
Oh, no!
Apparently, I learned quite a bit.
Okay. So it is. Huh. Alright, so it's got a little, you know, compartments and stuff, and everything seems to be made for, like, tall people.
This is great. They must have been tall people. Don't you wonder what they might have looked like, Stella?
Yeah, tall men. Great. And, let's see. Eventually you get to, like, the central theater area. So it's much like a huge brain. It's just like some kind of organic thing.
See, this is the brain that decides whether we can come in or not.
Really? And you think this has all the information?
No, I don't think it has any information.
Huh. What about that? That is. Alright, so you wander around some more.
I didn't say I wandered more.
Okay, so you're in the, like, the main computer room.
Well, let's sit down here and see what we can do.
Alright.
So, I start flipping through and trying to see what it collected from the Romulan ship that they all want us to find out so badly. I keep making sounds about how I'm not getting anywhere.
Okay, thanks. Artistic expression.
What?
Acting.
What?
Awesome.
It's a bit less.
Okay. Whoa!
Okay.
Would 15 be better?
That's both good. So, so you further on, you know, part of this to computations and stuff, and so like a computer.
Computer wrong.
Data alteration.
Magic of perception.
Watch.
Six. Seven back?
Yeah.
Seven.
So you come up to the part where it scans the Romulan ship, and it looks like it does a whole bunch of data. Actually, you come up to your part too. So okay, let's see. You come to your second person, that's the most recent. And so it looks like it dumped a whole lot of data for the computer. And
took a whole bunch from you, mean, or gave?
A whole bunch of data.
Okay.
So there's a, you know, big copy. And there's also a lot of data on the life forms. And it seems to group you into. So it seems to group, you know, everybody in one group and all the meats in another group.
Everybody but meats and then meats?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
And then you keep looking more, and then you find, like, the equivalent for the Romulan ship. So it just has a couple of computer and catalogs of all platforms. Since they're all just non-deep, it's one group.
Immediately obvious what she might be wanting to hide so badly?
No.
Stella.
Yep.
I believe I've accidentally come across that scan of your ship here. Would you like to come over and delete it?
Okay. That'd be good. Why do you do that?
Well, I'm pretty sure you... See, there's the information there.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure you do this, this, and this. I try and delete it.
Oops, I just transmitted it to you. Okay. So you delete that information.
Would you like to sit down and try to work through the computer some and verify for yourself it's gone?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So you start working on the computer.
Oh, hold on a second.
Alright.
I deleted mine, too.
Alright, you delete yours.
Okay, go ahead.
Alright. So you start looking through. What are you doing? You just watching it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Crystal. So you get up to the village. So all the little children come up, you know, because they're all kind of weird.
Okay.
You get harmless if you have a look.
You're all frozen.
But you can't tell. They're the same type of thing. And all the commotion, and then, the resilience and the additional thing comes out. The one that has, you know, he's got a little fur thing on. You know, the usual data type stuff.
Okay.
And then he looks more.
Hi.
Yeah, hello, okay.
We got your distress signal.
Oh, that's good. So it's been here forever.
Yeah, you seem to be enjoying yourself.
Well, yeah, these guys saved me because, you know, I was a star. I'm very good with hunting and getting things that are not replicated. But they're all friendly.
Yes, they do seem friendly. Does he like freaking out or something? Or
she's kind of nervous.
Okay.
Glad you found me.
Yep.
So we should go now, huh?
Yep. Just as soon as you explain why they've got iron.
What?
Fear points.
Yeah, at least we need to develop them themselves.
Uh-huh. You know, they had one I had. Is he lying? Look out, people.
Six.
Yeah.
He's lying.
Oh, you know,
lying
to empaths really doesn't work very well.
What? What are you? Another reason that's a human. Nah, I guess he has to do that. Okay. So, I didn't mean it. I'm so grateful that they saved me. And then we're getting attacked by the other villages. I have to help them.
Ah, simple answer. You just wipe out this one village and the cultural damage is done. So, you realize that's a direct violation of the prime directive.
I was going to die. And he saved me. And then when the other villagers had, I had help them.
Okay.
And then when I ran out of phaser power, you know, we had to make more weapons.
You were using? Okay. What do we do about this?
Oh, big trouble.
Oh yeah, big trouble.
Huh?
Yeah, how do we patch this?
Probably just pretend it's nothing happening.
I don't think so.
What are you always making things so hard? What is
this? Okay, so use this paper. I'm sure you can remember. Do you still have it?
Yeah. Okay.
What kind of stuff did they carry out from the ship?
Just one. Like, British rations called a couple of cut corners, and so on stuff.
Okay, we'll see if we can. And what happened to the other two crew people? Killed the crash, or?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not lying. Okay. We'll see if we can gather up all the stuff that was taken off the ship for tricorders and
Alright. So, make circle. Perception.
Eight.
And, alright, so you start gathering this stuff. The meat, you know, kind of look, start to get a bit more agitated. So you start taking stuff that's in various types.
Okay. So, do they all now have iron?
They...
He taught them how to smelt?
Yeah, I mean, what exactly did he teach them? Did he just... You know, did he actually teach them metalworking? Or did he actually, you know, make some parts and give them out? Or what did he do?
He says he's been teaching them how to smelt, and they... Smell. They're a little slow.
That smell.
Yeah, they don't have a hand of it yet.
Okay. So if once we've gathered all the stuff together, make sure we know where the forage is or whatever.
Okay, so we're here. So he shows you like over down the hill. So there's a small forage.
Okay. Do we think if we like destroyed it, would they be able to put it back together?
Probably not. But I don't think we got the hang of that. Yeah, maybe. I mean, they may know the idea. So that's still the current.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you know, depopulating the village isn't really an option either.
What? I'm gonna start the Australian. So, you know, the Mets do look a lot like the Mets.
Except they've got metal. That's the only difference.
We need some more advanced. But actually.
Okay. Well, we're gonna gather up all. So we gathered up all the stuff. Go talk to the village people.
Alright, you make some hand gestures and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't seem to feel upset about that.
Okay.
So you start walking away?
Yeah.
Okay. So a bunch of people start following.
Okay.
Okay. So you walk back to the shuttle and they follow you back to the shuttle. Although they keep up this little bit of distance to the shuttle.
Okay. Well, they saw the other shuttle. So how messed up was the crash shuttle? It was a little debris all over the snow. He survived the crash.
Yeah.
So must have been a mostly intact shuttle.
Yeah. Well, it's a big mess of stuff.
Okay. So, where do you see? Okay, we'll just sit around in the shuttle and hope they get bored and maybe take
off. Okay, so you sit around in the shuttle, doing nothing?
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to Henson once his name is fine, exactly what he's been up to.
Okay,
How many of them followed us?
About 20. Yeah, some adults and kids. So you talk to him, and he's very tired. He didn't take any of the rest of them after the first month. And you know, they needed help. And he's so grateful. The scientist is. So, you mind if there's a scan? Oh, dear. Might as well, since we're here. So he does mention that, hey, there's something like big thing about in orbit.
Okay. What exactly?
I don't know, it's part of like the structure. It's part of helping here. Let's figure it out.
Okay. They're still a bit crowded.
The Star Trek one. So they're like 12 here.
Okay, we'll hang up.
Okay. Well, it's kind of tired. Eventually, the ultra stop.
Okay.
Or keep it going.
Whatever. Okay, so once they're just about all gone, we'll take off.
Okay. So you take off.
Is it dark yet?
Yeah, it's starting to get dark.
Okay. So after it's dark, we'll just do a quick flyover of the little village and zap their board.
All right. Well, that's terrible.
I'm afraid of technology.
You fly off into the night.
And then we fly off into the night.
You go up about into the atmosphere.
And we'll scan whatever
the atmosphere. It's a big statue. So it's not.
Okay.
So as you start scanning it,
Get it back.
Well, it's kind of, actually moving toward the planet.
Okay.
So a wormhole opened up and went through, and it's closed.
Okay. So it was here and it disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really kind of weird. So what were we doing when we got to the transfer?
Basically just some planetary,
just some sort of catching
anomalies for me.
Okay. I'm going to radio back to the star base and then over
okay.
The space station
space 17.
And let them know, you know, we picked up a survivor off planet while I'm bringing him back.
Okay. Actually, there's no contamination whatsoever.
No. Explain the situation.
Okay, we won't have to decontaminate each other then.
And I'll also mention the weird statue.
Okay. And then after that, you're going to go back to the survey?
No, we're going to go back to the station. We have to drop off at
the survey master station. So, Venor.
Break or whatever.
Yeah, so you get back to the prisoner.
Right.
To you guys.
And I show him my ID.
Start the security one?
Yeah.
I thought you were. Never mind.
Go ahead. So let me list the crimes which you've just confessed to. Let's see, there would be this one, and that would be 8 years, and this would be 8 to 12. So when you add those all up, there would be, you know, up to 48 years, and possibly as low as 20. And if you're lucky, you may not end up in the blah, blah, blah prison system. You may end up on one of these fuzzy prison systems from the Gleeps, or whoever the people are?
Meeps.
But yeah, you're how old are you now, son?
22?
Yeah. If you can ever get it up again after...
No!
It'll be a little surprising.
I don't want to go to jail.
You have anything you can offer me in way of a deal? You get first crack at it, because if your friend wakes up, you know, same offer will go to him.
Oh, it goes over to the door. Well, I can tell you, like, when we sold the freighter captive, and where he's going, I think.
Sure.
He says they told him...
Alright, let me keep track of this. Here's the bad side. I'll write down everything. Here's the good side. Okay, what is it?
So they sold him like 40 phaser rifles, a case of gravity mines.
I want to record him saying all that.
Okay. I think his name is Rupin Calastra, and he said he was going to Iron Fort. And
who was it who sold him all this stuff?
Not too sure. We were just supposed to, you know, guard it and make it.
Well, it was your captain, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so it's just...
Who hired you to guard it? And what did they tell you to guard? How do you know what was in there?
Well, Dr. Hardis. And he said we're supposed to... we hired a freighter. Well, he hired a freighter. And we're just supposed to make sure the cargo was understood. And made it to the freighter captain. And, you know, it gets kind of boring in that space, so we looked inside. We knew there were weapons.
Because he told you there were weapons?
Yeah. We didn't know exactly what to do. Good stuff.
Yeah? Quality.
And then we're supposed to just, you know, and after that we hit right back.
And this, you said you were guard for Omad or whatever his name is?
Well, that's the word for Omad.
Okay. And he told you to guard these weapons and deliver them to here without whatever, talking to the Federation or paying any taxes or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you delivered them to the space captain, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Was he personally there? I asked him all these kind of, whatever.
Yes.
These kind of questions that will get people in trouble and arrested and all that kind of crap for a while longer. Then I'll haul him out of the room and do the same thing with the Andorian.
Okay. The Andorian...
When did the ship leave to go to whatever for?
Like yesterday morning.
Okay. So, I'll have one of the security guys check the, you know, cargo manifest or whatever to see what's supposedly on there and what their flight plan is.
Alright. Supposedly they're carrying scientific instruments for the planetary survey team on Iron 4.
Okay. Oh, I'll find out where I can find this lieutenant of OMA. I assume we can just have Starfleet pick him. Does Starfleet have a base near whatever fort?
Hydra Fort? And is this thing fine?
About on the way to whatever fort? How would we best intercept that and get the phaser rifles?
This is the closest base we're talking for. It's not that far away.
Do we have any frigates?
No. You have a couple of runabouts.
Okay, but I mean a runabout won't be able to capture a freighter, will it?
A runabout is not even a natural freighter. Actually, you should be able to capture a freighter. I mean, because you got better pilots and stuff. So, unless, you know. So, this is, so he's, you know, like a pirate freighter, probably even To be the normal flavor, you should go to keto.
Okay. So, well, again, can the runabouts catch them? I assume they're faster?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess, is Shannon in command?
On the station right now.
Okay. And I have no idea he's currently in the loins of the giant statue or whatever.
No, not yet.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's get back to Shannon so he can get that. So, Postella switches over to the computer. Doesn't seem to find anything. He's pretty satisfied.
We good?
Yeah.
See how well things work when we work together?
That's only because they caught you this time. You better not see this, you know, obvious Federation intelligence device in our space unit.
Right, Stella, sorry. Over what?
So she tells her ship to transport her away. And the other one. And it is easy.
Anything else of interest in here?
What's up, actually? No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm now going to go back to the station and try and find the meat governor or whatever. There must be some representative on the ship.
Sure. Hello.
Hello, sir. We have a strange artifact that seems to be 100,253 and a half years old that in some way seems to be scanning Meep separately than the rest of the people on the ship. I thought it might be some ancient device from your progenitors that is going to take you to your evolutionary destiny or something. And was wondering if you'd be interested in sending a few meets over with me just to see if anything weird happens. Volunteers, of course. Did you catch the evolutionary destiny flag?
Did you catch it? Can I see it?
Yeah. I pull up a picture of it. Does it look like a meat dot?
Name, please.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the meat jumble!
It vaguely looks like a meat dot. We've always wondered why it has six arms.
Does seem to be
very and had no fur. Wasn't round at all.
Well, that's why I think it's a progenitor. Would you like to gather some meats together and go over there with me, see if anything weird happens?
I don't think you should do that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, obviously...
Did you have a cruel and vengeful guy?
No.
Then we should do it.
I don't think he wants to touch him.
How else are we going to know what happens? It's scanning for meats for some reason.
I don't know.
Oh, just ask for volunteers. Someone will be curious.
Okay. Well, make a,
I mean, the sounds of me.
Or...
It's irrelevant. I have none of them. I'll make a presence roll.
Okay, just a presence roll.
Six. Then make that seven. Shall I?
Sure. Okay, you convince them, and... You know, he gets a few meats.
Terror crackdown scaring off drug traffickers.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Headquarters block drugs.
This is Jarvis.
Running or missing? Clancy Evans to the transporter department.
Yep.
Please get a lock on my signal, and on the first sign that the statue is beaming out, transport me back.
Okay.
All right.
All
right, let's go. I think it's going to take him on a meat tour of the galaxy.
Right. Okay, so you go inside. With have those meat volunteers.
They all seem new curious and exciting things. Yeah. Touch things, explore, examine.
Oh boy.
This is apparently another adventure effect.
So,
I'll show you where the bridge is.
Okay. We all run up the bridge.
There's some chairs. Sit down.
And then you get a communication signal. There seems to be a big power spike coming from the static.
Any idea what it is? Is it about to warp?
No idea.
Well, keep monitoring that. Let me know what happens.
Alright.
Hey guys, we got a big power spike coming from the statue. If any of you wanted to leave, it would be understandable.
Welcome to the Journal Quadrant.
I think it's going to take you on a meat tour of the galaxy myself before bringing you back with magical heirlooms that will help you take your place as one of the greater races of the galaxy.
So you get another call from the bridge.
Yes.
It seems to be moving away. We can't hold it in the docking bay anymore. It's going to tear us down.
Okay, let go of the docking bay. Okay, guys, it's taking off just like I expected for that galaxy tour. I'm going to beam out. Would any of you like to be beamed out, too? Just raise your hand, and I'll ask the bridge to beam everyone who has a hand raised. Transporter, please beam everyone who has a hand raised.
They really understand. What are the raises I have?
The other statement.
Cool.
Look at
you,
kind of
funny.
Good luck, guys. I'll see you another time. Remember me when you're gone.
So you transport out, and then it opens the wormhole and goes through.
Wow, I feel like I did something really good there today. We gave the meats the galaxy.
So you go visit the planet?
No, I was going to call him.
Okay, so you call him right now.
And tell him, I think you should send the two of the runabouts after the ship, blah, blah, blah. They're carrying, you know, whatever, 60 laser rifles, or phaser rifles.
Oh, Donald, you come back.
We have a confession about that.
I get to see the statue leave?
Yeah, you just saw that.
Oh.
That was strange.
Same one. Was it the same one, or did the other one not have a hand for a gun?
It was the same one, because you started off.
Okay.
Well, okay. Do you want to lead the teams, or should I just send the runabouts out?
Oh, sure, I can lead the teams. What's the next star?
Hey, that statue just came from that planet, is that it?
Oh, really? Were there meats there?
No, there were maps.
Did any of those maps get on board? No, they didn't, or they'd be here. Ooh. I put maps on board. They're going to go rule the galaxy now.
The maps all live on that planet.
Meats. I put meats on board. Sorry. Phonetic dissonance. It was searching for them.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, I don't work command. I wouldn't have done this. Okay, so smugglers?
Actually in the one over.
That's pretty much that's towards the end of the show.
A day in the life.
One star system over, there's this lieutenant for Oman, the big thug, that we should go pick up.
Okay. We can do that too.
How long does it take to get there?
Where?
The pick up.
Probably half a day.
And then how long will it take to chase down the freighter in our bachelor ship?
From here?
Yeah.
Probably 2 days. You go almost twice as fast.
But will we beat them easily to their destination of whatever port?
No, you're probably. It'll be a few hours away.
Where's their destination exactly? Where are they going?
Audron port.
Is it a Federation planet?
It is a transport planet. There is a Federation service team on.
Oh. Probably going after those gun smugglers is more important because that could be danger to wise.
Well, I think the organized crime lieutenant is probably one too, but
Why don't you go pick up the organized crime with that, Donald?
Huh?
I need someone I can trust, too. You're good at picking people up. I've seen it before.
What's different? Should I brief you?
Sure. Where am I going?
the next star system owner has a... Well, the big crime lord here is named, like, Oman or something. And the next star system over, one of his lieutenants who hired two, like, spuds who confessed on this tape to guard 40 phaser rifles, which are illegal, smuggled them past security, and then deliver them to a freighter. So I'm chasing down the freighter. You're going to go pick up the drug, or the crime lieutenant, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm going out, Chef.
So I've got, what, like a warrant for this guy or something? I'm just supposed to go arrest him? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Here you go. Warrant. I signed it myself. As commander of this space station on this ship.
Well, theoretically, that's enough, I suppose.
Well, I'd recommend. Why don't you lie to him, get close to him, and then have him and you both beamed up to your ship, to the little captain's yacht. Huh? About that.
Well, if you're unwilling to do it, you know,
we can switch. You can go pick up the smuggled guns, and I'll go pick up the lieutenant.
You go get the guns.
Yeah, I just figured it was more likely to be violent getting the guns back.
So, how many? I have no idea. I take six security guys.
Okay.
And we'll hop in two of the runabouts or whatever. And you go speeding up.
Alright.
I'm interested in going back to the planet where I came from to see if the statue went back and what happened.
Cool.
You can do that day after tomorrow.
You're going after this guy. I'm right. Going after the lieutenant.
Yeah, you can also
let you talk to your face.
So I'm Shannon, I want to go back to the point. Maybe you can go get the lieutenant.
Once I get near...
Uh-huh.
Well, sorry. When they're a ways... Do we have scanners on these little runabouts?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can I scan them yet?
So when you get... up to them, you can scan them.
Well, they're going to get to the planet ahead of me.
Right.
So I don't want to wait for that.
Okay, so you want to try to scan them until they get to the planet.
Right.
It's pretty far, so... It's a physical information when you get... I mean, you can pretty much tell if it's a freighter moving at whatever warp. Not too much more.
Okay. I want to hail them.
So the captain misses?
Yes. Hello, my name is Dr. Pertham.
Yeah.
And we're going to need your assistance on the planet. There's been an outbreak of Schnegel fever. And we need all spacefarers with suits to be ready to assist in the evacuation effort. I noticed that you're a freighter. We will need to evacuate people up into your freighter after they've been thoroughly decontaminated and then get them off planet.
Which planet are you on though?
Whatever, 4.
Oh, Hadron 4? That's the planet I'm going to.
I know.
Alright. Sure.
So, we will need your assistance. Please hold where you are. We're probably 2 hours behind you.
Okay.
And I'll
I'll look on the scanners to see if they tell where they are.
Yeah, they stop. I mean, once they get to the planet, they stop. Alright, so you catch up to them a couple hours later.
Okay. And they don't go to the planet where they could download cargo?
Well, no, you can't tell.
Hmm? Are they around the planet? Are they on the planet?
They are orbiting the planet.
Okay, and can I want to scan to see if other ships are going or approaching them, I guess.
Okay, make sensor. Shipboard system sensor. Donald, you get to the other side. Yeah.
Seven.
Did you take anybody with you? You don't see any other ships.
I'll take a couple of security guys.
Okay. So basically it's a planet with the cities and everything.
Okay. I'll have the while I'm traveling.
So the war is like to the dead.
Okay.
I'll go in that port. Okay. What do you want to do? Just walk up.
So, well, I know the Federation jurisdiction work out here.
You can.
Wait, am I alone?
Okay. I mean, can I really just walk up and say, you know, Federation, you're under arrest, and card them off, or?
Yes, if you have a warrant. You can also ask the local law enforcement agency for a. Sort of like the.
Okay. So I'll go talk to the local law enforcement guys then and find out about this guy.
What? He's an upstanding citizen, they say. Doesn't do anything wrong.
You better get to him quick.
Yeah.
Tell him we'll be monitoring communications between the police station and his home.
I can't see why you'll be bothering him. Such a nice man. Why, you know, he has a cherry for kids.
Yeah, that's nice.
It is.
Okay, well, I'll take my little goons and we'll go out.
Just you and your 2 units?
Sure.
Alright. So you drive up, whatever, to his. He's got like a, you know, one of the estates.
I'm interested to know what your plan is.
You ring the doorbell or something? Well, actually, the guard at the gate, so it's
just, I guess I need a plan. Just run away.
Where do you get there? You stop.
Okay.
Who said security guard? No wonder.
Okay. So, he's fine, upstanding citizen or whatever. Is he going to be at any sort of charity functions or whatever coming up? Should we grab him or something?
Yeah, there's one tonight. By like the children's hospital.
Okay, there you go. Get in a nice gown. Have somebody ask him to dance. Grab a hold of him. Have him.
We're in a gunfight at the children's hospital.
There we go. Gunfight. Drag him off into a little quiet room and then.
No, just beam him to the ship. That when you grab him or dance with him, then
you better beat him up. Or you can climb up the sewers, get underneath the house.
That always works in a video game. Okay, I'll just try to get him at the dance thing.
Alright. So you've arrived there, ship's orbiting.
Okay. Do they have shields?
Yeah. They don't have much.
Okay.
Sure, bring yourself shield.
And
Wasn't that brilliant, Kevin? You split it all up into different adventures, and when we got done, I split them up again.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll ask him. I'll verify with them that
I'm going to go see if the statue went back.
I verify with them they've had no contact with
Planet. Think of that one.
Between what?
I verify with them that they've had no contact with Planet Folk.
Well, sure, they've been down to the trophy team. Except it's a little worth of supply. Well, Captain's down in front.
Okay. I tell them that there's an epidemic. Where are they beamed down? We'll have to get spacesuits and go rescue them. Don't beam them back. whatever they say, whatever they want, do not beam them back.
Okay.
Do we have the ability to beam people down for the runabouts or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, I'll ask if anybody has gone from the planet up back again to the ship.
Nope.
Okay, how many people do you have on board?
We have crew and four total captains.
Right, but some of those are not on board.
No, just the captain one now.
Okay. Hold on just one second. We're going to scan to make sure when the beaming device opened the gateway, it doesn't let over the germs. Scan them.
What are you looking for, sir?
Well, obviously, guns.
There's a meeting right here.
Seven.
Nope, those are the
left.
Part of the holes.